WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Small record labels have been reissuing historic recordings on CD for years. Now the major record companies have started doing the same thing in a more systematic way with their own archives. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is delighted.
Given the economic pressures on the major classical record labels, it's good news that some companies are now reactivating their old catalogs. Deutsche Grammophon's series The Originals gives us new CDs of classic LPs by such notable artists as Sviatoslav Richter, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and Pierre Boulez, with the original album covers nostalgically reproduced on the CD. Sony's Masterworks Heritage series goes even further back into the catalog of Columbia Records, which started recording opera in 1902. A two-CD set called the Grand Opera Series includes the first opera recordings ever made in this country, with a charming 50-page reproduction of the original brochure. Some of the singers are obscure, but others like Ernestine Schumann-Heink, Edward Dureski, and Antonio Scotti are legendary. Here's Scotti in the Toreador song from Carmen on a 94-year-old recording that begins with the identification of the aria, the singer, and the label.
The Toreador song from Carmen by Scotti, Columbia Records.
I particularly cherish two of the vocal reissues in this Masterworks Heritage series. They're so ravishingly beautiful, I've been waiting to play them on the air for years. One of the most sensuous song cycles ever written is Berlioz's Nuit d'été, Summer Nights, a setting of six intense and haunting poems by Théophile Gautier. The recording I always go back to is the one by the American soprano Eleanor Stieber, a singer of great glamour and charm, equally at home in French music, Mozart, Puccini, and in the fervent sacred arias by Bach and others that are also included on this new disc. Stieber transcends the mere beauty of her sound with her wholehearted emotional involvement. As in the exquisite opening of the fourth song from Nuit d'été, Absence. Reviens, reviens, ma bien-aimée. Come back, my beloved. This 1954 recording is conducted by Dimitri Metropoulos shortly after he and Stieber performed the New York premiere of the entire work. Here's another treat that's now finally available on CD. Bidu Sayão was Brazil's most remarkable opera singer. One of her best roles was the peasant bride Zerlina in Don Giovanni, who was so sly and witty, you wonder if it's she or Don Giovanni who's doing the seducing. Sayão's most famous recording is probably her countryman Heitor Villa-Lobos's Bachianas Brasileiras No. 5. The title means something like Brazilian Bach stuff, where Bach counterpoint and instrumentation gets injected with the lush and colorful atmosphere of Brazil. This 1945 recording, conducted by Villa-Lobos himself, is the very first recording of this piece, made even before the composer added its final section. Sayão is accompanied by 8 cellos, led by Leonard Rose, and a double bass. Villa-Lobos had originally planned the solo part for violin, but Sayão talked him into trying it with her voice. In one astonishing section, what you hear sounds like a violin, but it's actually Sayão herself humming, as the score indicates, with her lips closed. The delightful packaging has lots of pictures and information, everything except what you want most, the words to the songs and arias. Still, it's important that the big record companies are beginning to realize what treasures they have in their own back catalogs.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed albums by Eleanor Stieber and Bidu Sayão.